I think this is an interesting story because it was interesting to me.
Uh-huh.
How it developed. I wrote the song, I sang it with my guitar, and I felt, wow, man, all my listening to Hank Williams when I was a kid, I think came out on this song. The approach to it, you know? So I sang it with my guitar, and that's all I had, me and my guitar. It's the only song that I sent out that wasn't finished as a uh-huh. finished track.
Right.
Developed track. So I sent it to Bruce and Patty. And Patty called me back and she said, do you have a bass and drum on this or a piano, you know, anything? What else do you have on this track? I said, Patty, I have nothing. I said, I thought if you wanted, because I love her, I think her voice works perfectly with mine because she has this soulful
right.
vibrato.
Right.
Like this soul, you know, I call her the Jersey soul girl. She sounds perfect with me. So I said, I wanted you to hear me loud and clear so you could match up the harmonies, or if you wanted to echo a line or sing with me or whatever, I thought it would. I'm sending it to you raw,
right?
So you know, just very stripped down so you could hear every line clear. So she sends me back 64 tracks.
Wow.
64 tracks, that's more than my whole career. So I'm like looking at this stuff, I'm saying, what the hell? They went into the studio. Well, you know, you want to make a guy feel love. You know they didn't phone it in.
Right, right.
So I called Bruce. I said, what's going on? I said, 64. I said, I love what you did.
Right.
But 64 tracks. He said, Dion, everything on that song is Patty's production. She just loved the song, and she had an idea of where she was taking it, and I said she did something different on every verse. There's five verses, and they're all different.
Uh-huh.
And he said, that's Patty. He said, I just want you to know, she told me where to. She wanted my guitar and my harmonica and vocal, and that's it. That's what you got.